Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Megan Krieger, homeschooling mom of four, shares what God has been doing in her life.
The last line of the gospel today says, they do not know him. There's more. It says more. This is part of it. But I've been spending a lot of time lately with the kids who I teach in the atrium, Catechesis of the Good Shepherd, talking about what it means to really know something. We've been pondering the difference between knowing something in our heads and knowing something in our hearts. The phrase that I use, the way I usually say it, is, what can you do to write it in here? And I point to my heart. And I point to my head, I say, do you have it here? How can we get it down here? It takes some work to get something to sink from our minds down deep into our hearts. And it's not an easy thing. Honestly, sometimes it kind of just floats back up. We get it down into our hearts and then it just kind of floats its way back up again like a balloon. And so many times in my life, I feel like I've stopped and said, like, wait a second. I already knew this. I've already learned this lesson. I've struggled and wrestled with this concept or this idea. And I'm like, I thought I had that. I thought I had that figured out. I thought I had it in my heart, pinned down, anchored in there. But, you know, as time goes on, I must kind of loosen my grip, take my eyes off it. I think I'm still holding it. But actually, that balloon floated away a long time ago, and I'm just standing there like an idiot with an empty string in my hand or something. But sometimes we aren't listening to him speaking in our hearts. You know, we start to say whatever we heard a while ago in our own voice to our own selves, and it starts to take on a whole new thing. But when we really do listen to him speaking to us in our hearts and imprinting himself there, that's when things change. To know someone, we must truly encounter them regularly. We must see them in every light, listening to them in every season, paying attention, pay attention. If the wind picks up and the world starts speaking loudly around us, it's so easy to get distracted and look away. And I am naturally a very efficient-minded person, which is a blessing in many ways. It also gets me in a lot of trouble most of the time. I just really like to see things get crossed off the to-do list. Oh, there's nothing more satisfying to me. But I have come to find out that in my life, in life in general, that some things will just never be complete. Some things just don't have an end. As much as I'd love to see, like, oh, I did it. I got it done. Some things just don't ever stop. They don't ever end, like the dishes and the laundry and figuring out what the heck is for dinner. But also understanding God's love for us. We'll never fully understand that. On this earth, we'll never fully understand how he loves us. And he loves us all so differently. Each of us, he loves us differently in different times of our lives. He loves us in consolation and he loves us in desolation. When we're in suffering or in grace, we will never fully understand it though. But we can know it. We can know him in our hearts. And we can know him in our hearts without having it figured out in our minds. Are you stuck in your head? Do you have it in your mind? Is it written in your mind? But how can you get it down here? How can you let it sink down into your heart? Let's pray. Come, Holy Spirit. Lord, we just ask that you come, speak to us clearly, so that we may know you more deeply. Help us have your love for us, our knowledge of you, not just in our minds, but deep in our hearts. And with that, let it radiate out through all of our actions, everything we do, every person we encounter, every moment of every day. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's sushipe.co. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.